Blog Talk Radio.
It's an election update. Here's Vinnie Bond.
Good evening. Reporting from Election Central here at the Happy Hour, the Dr. Blogstein Happy Hour, the first thing out of the box this evening before anybody else, I am going to call Georgia to Senator John McCain.
Wow.
With 28% of the precincts reporting, we've got McCain leading 62 to 37%. 62 to 37% also on CNN. The first one was from Yahoo. And CBS has it the same. Fox will not refresh. Oh, wait. 72 to 27 Fox has it.
All right. So what you're saying is, and I want everyone to understand, that you're calling the state before any of the major news organizations have called it, correct?
That's correct.
You're insane. I want you to report accurately. I don't want you to be taking guesses here. This is the Radio Happy
Hour.
I'm
not taking any guesses here. I'm speaking from fact, looking at numerous sources on the Internet. I'm calling Georgia. At this point in time, it appears Senator Obama has a lead of about 98 points, 102 to 54.
In delegates.
Popular vote in electoral votes. Popular vote. Senator Obama has 10,007,537.
Wow.
Senator McCain, 9,980,477.
All right, so here we go. That's Vinnie Bond. Throughout the program, he will be giving us election updates so that people that are listening to the live feed of the Radio Happy Hour do not have to feel as though they're missing out on what's going on in the real world. We will keep you up to date. We will also have both candidates call in for a final plea and to get a read on how they're feeling on this election night, 2008, November 4th, 2008. 9 o'clock Eastern Time on Tuesday night to meet the Radio Happy Hour. It means Dr. Blockstein's here, and we already heard from Vinnie Bond, but who we haven't heard from yet, and her name is Dangerous Lee. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
On this election night.
Yes.
It's a big celebration. Now, at 9 o'clock, a bunch of states close. A lot of the polls close in the East Coast and Midwest. They all should be closed by now. So a lot of results will be coming in during this hour, and you will not miss anything. Also, what you will not miss is the theme song. I'm going to play it right now. And then, after which, we will hear from Nadia Bjorlund, the beautiful Nadia Bjorlund, the soap opera star from Days of Our Lives. And she is smoking.
Yeah. Yes.
You've seen pictures, right? I'm in love with her.
Yes, you are.
All right, so here's the theme song, and then the other side, Nadia Bjorlund.
Here's the Radio Happy Hour, Dr. Blockstein. Tuesday night at 9 o'clock, Dr. Blockstein. Dr. Blockstein. Freaking news and groovy guests, north to south and east to west. Put your boundaries to the test without the Blockstein. Well, 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 I'm glad you're here. Well, 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 my name is Dr. Blockstein. Sit on down and here you'll find Dr. Blockstein. If you've got things on your mind, call Dr. Blockstein. Dr. Blockstein. Don't annoy, he'll throw a fit. Verbal chaos and funny shit. Grab a chair, he's on the air. Dr. Blockstein. Here on the Radio Happy Hour. Here on the Radio Happy Hour. Dr. Blockstein.
All right, we're back. And by the way, this is the last time I get my calendar from a Chinese restaurant. The entire day, I thought we were celebrating Erection Day. thank you. You're too kind. We got Nadia Bjorlund on the line. We'll do another election update afterwards. Dangerous and Vinny, don't try to talk because I've muted you both to avoid you dock-locking me, as you're prone to do when I have a beautiful woman on the line.
Like sand through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
Nadia Bjorlin, or is it Bjorlin?
That's pretty good, actually. I just say it Bjorlin in the States. It is actually Bjorlin, though.
Oh, Bjorlin. I've been practicing.
Oh, I'm impressed.
Nadia Bjorlin plays Chloe Lane on the soap opera Days of Our Lives. Is it still Chloe Lane? Because I know from watching the show, people change who they are a lot on Days of Our Lives.
Yes, I've been married and divorced, but I'm back to Chloe Lane. Chloe Lane Black, and now I'm Chloe Lane again.
All right. Before I get started, I'm going to play you a little clip from our show in December, almost 11 months ago. And after the clip, you can choose to comment on it or file a restraining order.
Okay.
You're the one that said you love Nadia Bjorlin.
Oh, do I love Nadia Bjorlin. Nadia Bjorlin is on Days of Our Lives, and she's beautiful. Oh, my God. Does she have the most striking eyes? What do you say about that? We're fans.
Oh, that's sweet. That's very nice. Thank you. Making me blush.
Well, good. Very good. Now, be honest here, and don't give me a soap opera digest answer. Would you ever date a guy that watches Days of Our Lives?
Of course I would.
Would you really?
Yeah, why not?
I'll tell you why not, because I'm a fan. And the reason I got into it was because in college I thought, wow, what a great way to spend an hour every day with a bunch of girls than watch a soap opera.
Absolutely. You are so right.
I was, but what happened was I was right. I was watching a soap opera with a bunch of girls every day of the week. But to them, they were watching it with a guy that watches soap operas.
Oh, they completely misread that. You know what? They were probably too young at the time to even understand what was going on.
You might be right.
Exactly.
So Nadia Bjorlin, your character Chloe is a opera singer. Are you still doing that?
Yes, I am, but not so much on the show anymore. I mean, my character came back to Salem now and hasn't really been pursuing the opera singing. Just a little bit, but not so much, unfortunately.
Does the guy that plays John Black, Drake?
Yeah, Hogeson.
Yeah. Whose name do people have most trouble with, his or yours?
I think mine, definitely, because people, just by looking at it, they don't know what letters to pronounce and which ones to leave silent. So I think it's mine.
Bjorlin, of course, is from the Swedish part of your family.
Yes, my father is Swedish.
Your father's Swedish. Your mother is Iranian,
Persian.
Right? Persian,
yes.
Iranian.
Irani, yeah.
You speak Farsi.
Not well, but I can't understand why my mother's yelling at me.
So not well enough that the CIA would be calling to ask you to work for them?
No, definitely not.
Definitely not that well.
No.
Rumors have it, and I'm jumping all around here. I'm sorry, but I'm just excited to have Nadia Bjorlin on the show. Wonder Woman? Are you going to be playing Wonder Woman in the film version of the comic book?
I hope so. I mean, it's just a rumor, but honestly, they basically stalled the production of it and the pre-production of it. So there is nothing in the works right now, but if I ever get the opportunity one day, I would certainly be honored and I would love it.
How far did it get? How come your name is attached to it?
You know what? I don't even know why my name was attached to it. I think people just kept bringing it up, and the people I would meet in the industry would say, hey, you know, so-and-so is working on the pre-production of Wonder Woman. You should really go and meet someone for it. And I did initially, and then, you know, so far nothing has happened.
How hard is it to move from soap operas to get film work? Is it a tough jump?
Yeah, I think it is. But in this day and age, I think that television, is the lines are so blurred now because all realm of actors, like, you know, movie actors and everyone else, everyone's doing TV now. You know, there used to be, I think, more of a stigma with daytime and even prime time and film. Like, there was such a separation. But now I think actors are just happy to work in general. So people are just making the leap back and forth, actually. So I think it's like, I mean, it's like any other part of the business. It's still tough, obviously, but it doesn't have the same stigma attached like it used to.
And, I mean, if they're smart, films, movie producers should pluck people from daytime because it seems like nobody ages on your show.
No, it's the water that we drink every day, actually.
Seriously, what kind of water do they have in Salem? Because Deirdre Hall looks the same as when I started watching the show.
I
so
know,
does,
she looks amazing.
Yeah, the guy that plays Bo.
Yes, Peter Reckel.
Peter Reckel. He looks like, they don't age.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they just take really good care of themselves. I should ask them what their secrets are so that I can hold up that well.
You should.
Yeah, no, yeah, everybody looks great. And yeah, soap actors, I think, are definitely underrated in the sense that we probably, I have to say, have some of the best working ethic in the business, considering that we get so little time to do so much material. So I think it would be a good place for you know, producers to find actors, because they definitely know that we'll get the job done.
Exactly. Do you find yourself in your real life having conversations by standing behind someone and facing the same direction? Does that happen
always
to you?
Always. Doesn't that happen to you?
I mean, does it happen to you, or do you like wait a really long time to answer a question sometimes and just stare?
No, never.
That never happens.
I have a bad habit of cutting people off. Actually, I'm probably doing it to you right now.
What about?
I come from a very big family where my mother is very loud. We have to speak over each other to be heard.
What about thinking out loud? Does that happen to you in your real life?
You know what? That actually has started happening to me.
All right. So some of the soap stuff is.
Oh yeah, I start to say things. Even my boyfriend will be like, "What are you saying?" I'm like, "Oh, I'm just talking to myself. Don't mind me."
You mentioned your boyfriend. Is he from daytime TV?
He actually is. He's on The Bold and the Beautiful.
The Bold and the Beautiful?
Yes.
So you're internet working dating.
Yes, so it seems.
That's really.
So it happened. But he used to be on Days of Our Lives, but that's not where we met, but that's a long story.
Oh, well, it's too bad we don't have enough time for that.
Yeah, he used to play the last Sean Brady on the show, Brandon Beamer.
Oh, and now he's on. Now he's on The Bold and the Beautiful.
Yes.
Oh, very nice. Is there, is it like Romeo and Juliet because you're from different networks? Is there like a rivalry with the family?
Yes, we are rivals. In fact, we don't really speak to each other anymore.
To each other. No, but I mean
it's
like.
Quite tragic.
Like, does Deirdre Hall try to talk you out of this because, you know, he's from CBS?
Yeah. No, I wish it was that exciting. No, no, everybody loves him, so we let it, you know, slide that he's on a rival network.
Yeah. So what do you have coming up? You have a Days of Our Lives cruise or a daytime TV fan cruise?
Yeah, well, it's a soap cruise.
Soap cruise.
With, I think, about 16 actors going from different soaps, and Cameron Matheson is technically hosting it, but I'm from Days of Our Lives, I'm going, and Jay Johnson, who plays Philip, is going on the cruise, and Brandon Beamer is going on the cruise as well.
Oh.
And there's a great array of people, Jacob Young, Greg Vaughn, Christian LeBlanc, Windsor Harmon, like the list goes on. There's some great people from other shows going. And that's in January. The cruise leaves out of Miami and goes to Key West and then to, I think, Cozumel in Mexico. So
very
Mexico
nice.
And back to. So it's a pretty nice vacation. It's a pretty fun way.
It has been explained to you, though, that you're going to be on a ship in the open water trapped with a bunch of soap opera fans.
Yes, I know. Well, I actually went last year and had a blast. So this is the second annual, actually. So I got a taste for it last year, and we had so much fun. And if the fans don't get sick of you by the end of the 4 days, then they're really devoted.
They're devoted, but there got to be some.
But yeah, that's a fun thing to go on. So if anyone's interested, it's soapcruise.com.
Soapcruise.com, but no weirdos, right? You don't want weirdos on the boat.
Preferably not. You know, unless you're a real good time, then.
All right, fun weirdos can apply. Otherwise,
fun,
no.
Fun weirdos can apply, definitely.
Nadia Bjorlin, or Bjorlin, thank you for joining
you.
Us. She's Chloe Lane on Days of Our Lives. Hopefully, one day she'll be Wonder Woman.
Yes,
make that happen for us.
All right. I'll try. Just for
right.
you.
Thank you. Thank you for joining
nice
us.
Nice talking to you.
Now let's get a check of the election. What's been going on? Vinay?
It's an election update. Here's Vinny Bond.
Back in Election Central here at the Radio Happy Hour. As I did 15 minutes ago, CNN's Wolf Blitzer, or Puff Mitzer, as I call him, just called Georgia for CNN.
Well, don't be patting yourself on the back, Vinny. Call the, give me
why
updates.
Not?
Take it back.
Since we left the last time, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Rhode Island have all been called for Senator Obama.
Oh.
Kansas, Wyoming, North Dakota, and Georgia, as I just mentioned, have now been called for Senator McCain, though CNN is the only one calling Georgia at the moment, and CBS is calling Texas for Senator McCain.
Well, that's an obvious.
No one else is this time. That's still pretty close. It's still 52-48.
So what does that put the total electoral
the tally,
vote?
The tally right now is 174-64 electoral votes. That's on CNN. On CBS, it's 174-100 because they've given Texas to Senator McCain.
I want the Vinnie count. What's the Vinnie count? I want my own, the Radio Happy Hour count.
Oh,
the Radio Happy Hour count is, at this time, 175-46. With Senator Obama having 11,444,714 popular votes, and Senator McCain having 11,327,556 popular votes. So it's still very close on the popular vote.
Yes, and chances are we will not end the show knowing who's going to be our next president.
No. Absolutely not. No.
Right. That to me is a good thing because that will keep the people on the West Coast voting, and no matter who you vote for, you must vote.
That is true. Make your presence felt. You are an American. Go out there and vote. Some of you go out there and vote more than once.
If you don't vote, then be quiet for the next 4 years.
That's right. That's right. And this is – exactly. Shut your pants. And this is, by all accounts, a very historic election. I mean, we have a female on one side. On the other side, finally – a black man who is offering change instead of begging for it. This is fantastic.
You are an idiot, I swear.
I just think this is amazing, amazing to watch. I want to know
where you heard that line first.
Why, you've heard that line before?
No,
I'm wondering if you had.
No, I came up with it myself this morning.
Vinny, you should not be surprised that he came up with that bullshit himself.
Yeah, please. I mean, give me some credit. Also, later on in the program, in addition to getting the two candidates to call in and give a last-minute pitch and a feeling of how they are on this election day, we will have the guy who draws Ziggy. You know the cartoon Ziggy?
Mm-hmm.
Ziggy?
Ziggy.
Tom Wilson, the second.
It's a million different ways, but it's still Ziggy.
Ziggy. Callie? Ziggy. Callie? Ziggy. Tom Wilson will call in as well. That's what's going on. Dangerous.
Yeah.
What are you giggling about? I just wanted to get a check on your – I know you had a colonoscopy today. How's your butt?
My butt's fine. It's actually better than I thought it was. I do have an issue, but it's not the issue I thought I had.
Oh, what issue do you have? Do you want to share it with us?
No. We don't need to get that deep into it. I don't mind talking about it, but y'all don't need to know that much. Jesus Christ.
All right, we'll see. We'll see. I think I do have one of the presidential candidates on the line right now. Who do I have?
This is Senator McCain. Hello.
Mr. Senator McCain, I appreciate you calling in. I know you're very busy.
Let's
tonight, of course.
We're out here in Phoenix right now, and we're waiting for some of the final members to roll in, and I couldn't think of a better place to be than on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, so how are you feeling? How are you feeling, Senator McCain? Because right now, Vinny has the tally at 175 for your opponent and only 46 electoral votes for you.
Something you're not considering is a lot of those electoral votes from my opponent are from fake parts of the country. So once everything is tallied up and numbered, I think you're going to find all of my votes are 100% accurate and totally genuine.
You seem awfully chipper today for a man who has been on the campaign trail for 2 years. You've got to be exhausted, Senator.
Well, I... I have to make a slight confession to you. I was, you know, I was getting some of the bad news about 2 or 3 days ago, and I snuck off and got into Cindy's medicine cabinet, and and I found, honestly, however I want to feel, there's something in there that'll do it. So whatever happens tonight, I'm not going to feel it at least until Sunday.
Is there any last minute pitch that you want to give? Because not all the polls are closed across the country, and they can hear this show out in California and the West Coast. So you may be Hawaii, Alaska. So you may still be able to convince somebody to vote for you, Senator McCain.
Absolutely. First, I'd like to take a moment and speak to the fine Americans that are on the frontier, that live out west, the ones that are actually living the American dream, people like Joe the Plumber, ones that actually, you know, followed the sunset looking for a better life. And I just want to say, my friends, the Mac is back, the Mac is back. Now let me follow that up and say something to the voters of Hawaii. M'taku tu hausi, atu kringhei, hasahidu tunkan, pataki watu ha. So, I was basically praying that Senator Obama is eaten by Pele the fire god.
Now, if you don't mind, Senator McCain, I would like to bring in your opponent now.
Okay.
Senator Barack Obama joins us on the line.
How are you? How's it going?
It's an honor to have you, Senator Obama, on Election Day night. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling confident. I was just shooting some hoops in my South Chicago home with a couple of the neighborhood kids, and I just wanted to tell them that I'll be giving them tax breaks as well as breaking some ankles. That's what I told them on the basketball court, and that's what I did. That's what I did. So it's been a very good day. It's been a good day.
So you are really quite the trash talker, huh? You're more of a trash talker on the basketball court than you are on the election trail.
I'm not really a trash talker. I'm more about recycling and renewable sources of energy. You know, that's why when you foul me, I get the and one, and I shoot the foul shot as well, because I believe in renewing energy. I believe that's the key to the 21st century. This is a great question, the greatest question of the 21st century. How are you, John? How are you feeling over there? You're feeling okay? You're all right? You need some Geritol?
That's very kind of you to offer, my friend. I was gonna ask you, how are those measurements coming for the Oval Office drapes? Have you and yourself picked out a good flower pattern yet? Maybe something in pastels? I don't know.
You know, I don't want to be overconfident. I don't want to be overconfident. And that's just not my way. I'm sorry, but you cannot pin me on that. You're trying to get me to the floor on that, but I will say this. I feel great. I'm here with Michelle and our two darling daughters. I never see them at all, and that's fine.
I've just got to tell you, Senator, you better bring this thing home, because you've got 70,000 people in Grand Park, Chicago, and if you lose, I guess, you know, you better be ready to give out ice cream or maybe something. They're going to be furious with you. They're going to be so
cool. I'll be giving that and more. As you know, if you make less than $250,000 a year, you will not be paying 1 cent more. Let me be clear about this. You will not be paying 1 cent more in taxes under my program.
I love that.
And my friends, what Senator Obama is leaving out there is that 95% of American workers have a boss that makes $250,000 a year or more. What happens when your boss has less money, Senator Obama? Explain that to the American people. What happens when your boss can't go on vacation?
I think I've made my points clear. Which house are you staying in right now, John, as you watch the election?
Senator,
are you staying in the Cloud City compound right now, or where are you staying?
Yes. Oh no, I'm really I'm 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 partying with Lando Calrissian right now in Cloud City after Obama. Really, no, honestly.
So, first of all,
we're about to go to a fancy dinner. I wonder who the host is.
First of all, Lando Calrissian is a close and personal friend of mine. He is my spirit guide.
And you have not been honest about your associations with Lando Calrissian.
If you're talking about my association with Darth Vader, I didn't know what was going to come of that. I didn't know, okay? I have since broken ties with him. I don't believe in galactic domination. I don't believe in intergalactic domination.
Senator, I got a lot of credit because I didn't bring out the Jeremiah Wright stuff in the last hour, but we have about 3 hours until the polls close, so let me go ahead and say it, my friends. My friend, Senator Obama is a Sith Lord. Okay, let's just get it out. He is a Sith Lord.
Okay.
He is a student of the dark side of the Force. He shoots lightning out of those long, skinny fingers.
First of all,
I like the Sith. I love the Sith.
Many people love the Sith. When I became a Sith Lord, I thought I was on the right side of the law, and it's good that I know from bad is what I'm trying to say.
Sounds like a flip flop to me, Senator. That's a flip flop.
Yeah. If you want to look at my record, people want to ask who is Barack Obama.
Sith Lord.
I'm the same kid that was raised in Hawaii and messed around and smoked pot at Occidental and hung out in Columbia and won't tell you what my grades were and can I just say something? People say this is a big day for black people, but more so it's a big day for half black people. Am I right? I was just on the phone with Tiger and Hallie and Derek Jeter and
Senator, you can point to all kinds of fancy Hollywood celebrities that you talk to, but honestly, I have famous people that I talked to earlier. This morning I was playing Boggle with Wilford Brimley, and he said, "John, you hang in there, all right? And then I got a call from. Then I got a call from Gary Busey, who's just an ardent supporter.
I enjoy Point Break as much as the next person. You know, I enjoy the work of Keanu Reeves. But some of my endorsements have come from the likes of Colin Powell. They have come from the likes. I believe you had an endorsement from Dick Cheney himself. Is that correct?
No, I didn't. It is not correct. No, I did not.
Actually, I have it here.
It's false.
He said that he would be honored for you to be the next president for the next 4 years and to serve as your vice president if you would like. If you're tired of that crazy lady and want him back. I have a direct quote.
If you're referring to
governors...
Governor,
listen, guys, we can fight like this all night, but I think Senator McCain and
we will go all night.
Bedtime.
Oh yes.
By the way, I've got to get back to my basketball game. I've got next, and I just dunked and put. I don't want to get too hopeful, but I think I put a presidential sack in a young man's face when I dunked.
Well, I want to thank you both for calling in on this historic night. Good luck to the two of you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I love you, Obama.
Right back at you. Right back at you.
Oh, thank you.
And I don't know if you guys want to put your representatives on the line so we can thank you, those guys, too, for bringing you to us. Who do we have here?
I'll do that just a moment. Hey, how's it going? This is Jordan Carlos. I am Mr. Obama's comedy agent.
Jordan Carlos.
How's it going?
Thank you so much. Very good. Very good.
Nope.
You are fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you. My mom thinks
that was hilarious.
Pshaw. Just send me the MP3. We'll be all right.
Jordan, where can we find you? Where can we find more of you, Jordan?
You can find me. Just Google me, dude, and you can find me on MySpace. I got all my videos and everything like that. I don't really have a website because I'm lazy, but you know, But I'll be performing tomorrow night at the New York Comedy Festival at Caroline's at 9:30 p.m. at the it's like New York's funniest comic contest. So the finals for that. There'll be 9 great other comics and me. So if you wanna see me, please come on out. You know.
Oh, very awesome. Good, very good. And I will put all your MySpace information on drblogstein.com. And who is comedy secretary for John McCain?
This is David Siegel. I'm Senator McCain's zinger secretary, and you can see me online. You can see Senator McCain and a couple other impressions that only a political junkie could love at SiegelComedy.com.
They were quite good. Quite good.
SiegelComedy.com.
Yeah.
And you can also catch me at the UCB Theater here in New York.
Yeah.
All right. So Jordan Carlos, David.
Siegel.
That other guy, David.
Siegel.
Yeah.
Siegel.
Oh, man. Wow.
My bad. We're talking Jordan Carlos and David Siegel. I will get all your information on drblogstein.com. So everybody
thank you,
who
doctor.
Heard you on this program will get to check you out. You guys were great. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us on. All right. All right. All right. Get out there and vote if you haven't. All right. Later. Bye. Bye.
All right.
Bye. Oh, my God. That was hilarious. God.
Those guys are good, huh? I told you I was going to have them call in.
That
last
was
week,
too
you
damn
didn't
believe funny.
Me.
That was
you
too
didn't
damn funny,
that.
Especially when they got into the SIF stuff. I'm like, stop it. Stop it.
Now,
right?
You'll find what's interesting is that those guys, before tonight, probably have never spoken to each other. They don't know each other. They had a good rapport going. They were really able to improv with each other, which was impressive. They didn't know each other. I booked them each separately.
Nice.
All right. Let's get started. I think we're going to play our trivia game momentarily.
Getback.com
trivia. Do we have our contestant on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Trivia. On the line is Mimi. She will be playing Getback.com trivia. Now, all I need is Sean Amos to call in with the questions, and then we can begin. But while we have Mimi here early, I want to talk to you because you have something to announce. Where are you, Mimi? In Alabama?
Trying to disguise my accent. Not doing such a great job. Southern United States, not Alabama.
You will not tell us what state you're in?
I'm in North Carolina.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
We've narrowed it down.
With the election here, things are very interesting.
Okay.
I'm anxious to hear those results.
Oh, well, you know what? We haven't done a check in a while. Let's do that.
It's an election update. Here's Vinny Bond.
From Election Central here at the Radio Happy Hour. We've got one renegade website out there. CBS.com has already given Texas to Senator McCain, as I reported. They did give Louisiana to Senator McCain. I agree with that call. And they also gave Ohio to Senator Obama, which would give their point total 194 to 124. Everyone else is a little bit leery on those two states. They're still pretty close, though Ohio, I think, will tip in Obama's favor.
Uh-huh.
That's it, Doc.
All right. I'm ready to actually call Mexico in favor of Barack Obama. And all of those delegates are going to Barack Obama.
Mimi's home state is right now leaning in Obama's favor, 52% to 48%.
Oh, interesting.
All right.
So. That's a keystone battleground state, you know?
It is. Mm-hmm.
A bellwether state. Is that what they call it?
A battleground state.
Now, what's the difference between a battleground state, Vinny, and a keystone state? Because you mentioned both of those.
I didn't mean to mention Keystone. Keystone is Pennsylvania.
So you're taking back the Keystone State reference.
I would take back the Keystone reference.
Okay.
CNN on TV has just called Barack Obama.
Oh, my God.
This just in, Vinny, I interrupted him while he was giving important information to play a silly clip. I play that silly sound to tell you that he took back the Keystone State reference. But while I did that, I interrupted him while he was giving some big news on the election front. Vinny, I'm sorry to have interrupted you there. Go ahead.
That's quite all right, Mr. Obama.
It's an election update. here's Vinny Bond.
You are on crack tonight.
I apologize for interrupting you there.
Election Central of the Radio Happy Hour. We're going to call, as CNN did, Ohio to Senator Obama.
Wow, that is huge. Ohio is now, as the story goes, no president has won the election without winning Ohio in the past five elections. Is that how the stat is?
I believe something to that effect. Yes, I believe it is. So that would give us a 199 to 124 edge for Senator Obama in electoral votes.
Oh. Give me those numbers again, because I wasn't paying attention.
199 to 124, and that includes sending, which doesn't make sense. I would take five off of Senator Obama's electoral votes to make it 194. They're reporting Obama winning New Mexico, even though they show McCain has got 59% of the vote. So I'm not going to.
So you're not ready to call New Mexico? Did you add in my prediction of Mexico going to Obama, the country?
I'm still looking up how many electoral votes they get.
Okay.
We can add that when that happens.
Okay, so as of the 36th minute of the Radio Happy Hour on the live broadcast, the count now is 194 for Barack Obama, according to Vinny Bond, and 124 for Senator McCain. That is a difference of, by my math, 70 electoral votes, which is what I believe is carried by Mexico. So that's a very big big delegation down there. All right, Mimi, tell us what you're here to pitch, and then I'm going to play the game with you because Sean Amos is MIA.
Okay. Well, there's something very exciting after the election happening in the blogosphere on Thursday, November 6th. It's called Blog Blast for Peace Day, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners have heard about it, and some in the chat room have even participated in Blog Blast for Peace. But this will be our second anniversary on Thursday. I'm really excited about it. We have almost 1,250 participating Peace Globes this time with 43 countries checking in and 45 states, so I'm really excited about it.
So you say this is the which anniversary, the second anniversary of this?
We started in November 2006, and we had a little over 200, I think it was 240 blogs who checked in a little less than a month after we'd advertised it. Now we have 1,250, and it's just really spread. It's become quite an amazing thing for me to watch. And I hope it's going to continue to grow. I appreciate you letting me come on tonight and talk about it a little bit.
Well, it's my pleasure. Anything for peace. Now, since you began this, how many wars have broken out? I want to make sure this is working, because I know that Russia invaded Georgia within this time.
I know. We did have the Russian-Georgian conflict, but, you know, I'm doing the best I can. But I did notice
Are you afraid, Mimi, that you may be causing wars with this blog blast for peace? I mean, the word blast is kind of explosive.
You know, it is a little contrary to the meaning, isn't it? But we had a revolution last in June. We called it a revolution of words. And someone asked me, how can you call it a revolution? Isn't that a war term? But I do see your point. However, you are not doing your part, Dr. Blogstein. I went on your blog today. There is no peace globe. What's up with that? Where's your peace globe?
Well, I don't know how to design things. I would put one up if someone could show me how to design it.
Oh, please.
If somebody, you know what? I would like somebody to you know that little logo, the Dr. Blogstein with the thumbs up?
Yes.
Could someone design a peace globe with the thumb, but the globe kind of spinning on the thumb like a basketball in the hands of a Harlem Globetrotter? If someone could design that for me, I will gladly participate. All right, let's play GetBack.com Pop Quiz. Then I'm going to get on to Tom Wilson, the artist behind Ziggy, because he's waiting patiently. Hey, Tom, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Very good. We're gonna play trivia real quick, and I'm gonna get right into you. So I apologize for the delay. All right, let's play GetBack.com trivia. We do not have Sean Amos today. He's probably waiting in line to vote. So we'll do it without him.
It's the GetBack.com Pop Quiz. Now here's Sean Amos.
I lied. It is not Sean Amos. It is me, Dr. Blockstein. Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
You get 2 out of 3 correct, you win a prize. What that prize is, we will not know until Sean Amos sends it to you. Okay, question number one, and this in honor of Election Day, the GetBack.com pop quiz is presidents. Okay?
Oh, great. Okay.
Is that good or bad? Okay,
that is
this
bad.
Yeah, I mean, the question, that was really... Well, yes. You know what? If you don't know it, Tom Wilson perhaps can help you out. I'm sure he'd want to know. Now, that question, is it good or bad, was not one of the questions, so luckily you still have 3 more.
Okay.
All right. Question number one.
Yes.
Which president's nickname was Bubba?
Wow.
Which
Jimmy
president's
Carter.
Nickname was Bubba? What was your answer?
Jimmy Carter.
I'm sorry. Bill Clinton was nicknamed Bubba. Bill Clinton.
Really?
Yeah, you didn't know that either? Vinny, you knew that, right?
When you said it, I remembered it, but I couldn't remember who it was before that.
Vinny. Yeah.
Tom Wilson II, the artist of Ziggy, you knew that, right?
I'm afraid so, yeah. That one I remember.
Okay, that one he knew. Okay, question number two, Mimi. Are you ready? Question number two. Now you have to get 2 out of these last 2 right, otherwise you don't win, which would be unfortunate.
It would.
All right. Question number two. Which president... Well, don't help. Let her... Okay, do whatever you want. Which president's brother had his own brand of beer? Which of the president's brothers had his own brand of beer?
Bill Clinton.
You're going with
the same answer. Say the same answer as you did before.
You're going with Bill Clinton?
Jimmy
no.
Carter? What?
Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, Mimi, Billy Beer. Don't you remember? Jimmy Carter's brother. Tom knew that, right, Tom?
I do. I actually had a 6-pack somewhere down in the basement.
I think you should ask Tom the next question.
Well, no. The next question is yours. And Tom is going to know this one, too, because... I was going to say he's smart, but that would imply that, Mimi, you're not, which I don't want to say. All right, Peace Globe, Mimi. Question number 3. You need to get this one, otherwise you will not be winning a prize from GetBack.com. The question is, who parodied Gerald Ford on Saturday Night Live? Vinny, silence. You have no idea?
No.
I got a clue.
Okay.
I really did not.
Okay, Tom is going to give you a clue.
No, I'm going to guess, but I don't want to give it away unless you've got your guess figured out yet. But it starts with the letter C, I think.
Yes, both the first name and the last name starts with the letter C. It's also a city in Maryland.
Oh, I know that. I know it now.
Okay, I'm calling a fifth grader. Go ahead, answer.
Chevy Chase is the answer.
Okay.
Well, Mimi, you're a delightful woman. You're not good at this, but All right, but you are good at one thing. You're good at spreading peace around the blogosphere. Mimi, tell us where to find you and where to learn more about the blog blast for peace.
Go to mimiwrites.blogspot.com. And just click on the blue icon at the top, and it'll give you all the information you need. Thanks a lot.
All right, Mimi, you are a doll. Thank you for playing.
Thanks.
All right. We're going to get to Tom Wilson in a second, but first we have to give an election update.
It's an election update. Here's Vinny Bond.
From Election Central. At this time, we're looking at a lead of about a 194-69, taking Texas out of the mix.
Wait, why are you taking Texas out of the mix now?
Well, because CBS is the only one that's put Texas in the mix, and it's still pretty close.
So before it was
194-124.
So you're putting Texas back in the mix, Vinny?
I'm putting Texas back in the mix.
All right. So the Radio Happy Hour tally.
New Mexico out is 194-124.
So you're not ready to call New Mexico for Obama, but you're putting Texas back in the mix. So you took Texas away, and now you're putting it back.
I'm just trying to keep you on your toes tonight. I'm going to.
All right.
We're vacillating here at Radio Happy Hour Essential.
All right. We got a guest on the line. His name is. His name is Tom Wilson II. He is the current artist of Ziggy after his father created it back in 1971, right?
That's right. First, I'll apologize for the cold I have. I'm a little drunk, a little on NyQuil here, but I hope you can understand me.
Well, you fit right in, Tom.
Okay.
I know that I grew up with Ziggy. I love Ziggy. In fact, one of my favorite Ziggy-isms, which I still quote today, and truth be told, I take credit for it sometimes when people laugh at it, is life is like a calendar. Your days are numbered.
Oh, my God.
Oh boy, that I don't even remember that one. There's so many, but it's certainly sounds like a Ziggy-ism.
Yeah, so...
And unfortunately, no too true.
Yes, that is the case. So now, when did your dad turn over the pencil to you to draw the famous cartoon character, Ziggy, which is in every newspaper for years?
Oh, and yeah, we're all over the world now. No, I've been doing Ziggy, I'd say at least 20 years now, I think. But it was a gradual process. I started doing some writing and penciling, was sort of brought into the family business. But it came pretty easily for me because I grew up with Ziggy. He was kind of my successful little brother. So we were kind of a cartoon family to begin with.
Now, it's not lost on me, but will there be lawsuits? Because I think that Joe the Plumber is kind of stealing Ziggy's shtick these days.
Wow.
Boy, I hope not. Gee, Ziggy's not a very litigious guy, so I think he's probably okay. But
I mean, you got a bald guy. He's being cast as the everyman. Neither of them are all too bright.
I just figure it's now, you know, whoever you vote for and whatever happens, it's always better to vote for the little guy. So Ziggy's going to do all right in this election, too, one way or the other. But again, there's plenty of room for short, bald guys in all forms of media. And Ziggy has his small niche, too.
Now, why doesn't Ziggy wear pants?
You know, I just get lazy sometimes. You know, you just don't want to put them on some days. And Ziggy's like that. No, Ziggy's just always been that way. Sometimes I'll draw him in some, you know, give him some shoes and pants. But he started out as about as simple a character as you can get. And because he came out of greeting cards, which were what you have to do is have a very generic character that can sort of speak to everyone. So Ziggy was very nondescript, and sometimes that meant not wearing pants and just, I mean, heck, he doesn't even have toes. he's a simple guy. I guess there's no other way to say that, and I guess if you're too simple, some days you go out without pants, and some days you remember to put them on. I think Einstein left without pants a few times, too.
Damn.
You know, it's a little-known fact. I often do this show pantless.
Oh. I'm not wearing any clothes now, either.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tom Wilson is naked.
Yeah, well.
Nice.
You, once again, also fitting in. Tom, one thing I've always been curious about with guys that draw cartoons is how far in advance are your panels done? In other words, do you have your December, January, and February Ziggies all done?
Oh, no, never. From my general understanding, we kind of drive our syndicates nuts because you know, just taking a impromptu poll of some of the other cartoonists, we're always right on the deadline. At least I am. I'm working. We have to get our Sunday, the color panels and Sunday strips in about 7 weeks in advance before they run. And we've got about a 2-week lead time on the dailies, the black and white ones. And so, for example, what I'm working on this week will show up in the papers in about 2 weeks' time.
Okay.
Some guys are real organized, but I'm fairly scatterbrained, and it seems to be a negative as far as making deadlines or at least keeping them sane at the other end of the syndicate. But on the other hand, it kind of, that emergency situation sort of gets me off my butt and gets things going too. So it's a catch-22. I'm kind of behind on everything. Maybe that's why I don't wear pants. I don't know.
Maybe. Vinny, is there anything in the chat room that you'd want to pass on?
Oh, everybody loves Ziggy. Will Ziggy ever win?
Ziggy is winning for losing, actually. He's kind of unique that way. I like that about him. He was started out as a lovable loser back, 30-some years ago. And he sort of became a successful little guy just because of that. So maybe he turns negatives into positives on a regular basis. But he does win. He kind of keeps coming back every day. I think that says something.
He, you know what? He is a lovable guy. You know, he's a cute little fella, that Ziggy.
I like the guy. You know, I've been working for him for a long time, and he's a great little boss. He's not too demanding, but he has his own way of doing things. So he really does help with the writing too. He knows what works for him.
You ever dream, Ziggy?
No, I don't, but I do see things in Ziggy vision, you know, throughout the day. If I'm doing something, and I'll have my take on it, and it'll be a sort of like, what would Ziggy do kind of a moment, or how would he see it, and that sort of gives me a different, you know, sometimes a somewhat different perspective on things. He's part of me, but on the other hand, he's his own man too, and I like that.
Is there any rivalry between you and other cartoonists in the newspapers?
You know, no, not really. I've never sensed any rivalry from any of the other cartoonists. I know I certainly don't have it. We're kind of a secretive lot. I mean, we're all hunched in our offices and our rooms drawing our little drawings, and so we don't get out much. But so when we do get together, it's kind of like a time to share, and people aren't really guarded. We get together a couple of times a year for conventions and things, and it's kind of a good way to exchange ideas and touch base. I don't know. I'm lucky.
He's a panel as opposed to what?
Well, the thing is that you've got in your comics, there's news panels, the single panels, which Ziggy is, and then there's the strips. And
right.
There's a lot of, a lot more of the strip formats in there than there are Ziggy's little boxes in there. So it's a tougher real estate to hold in newspapers. It's a lot more competitive. And basically, you know, most of the folks I know are do strips and things like that. So there's really no competition for that little single panel space, at least from people that I work with regularly. Although, it's pretty intense. It's kind of social Darwinism in the newspapers out there. And so we rely on Ziggy's fans quite a bit to keep him where he needs to be.
And Vinny does it all the time. How has the internet changed your business?
There was a big debate if it was going to, kill the newspaper business and kill the comics. And on the contrary, you know, that's sorted out over the last 10 years, and I think it's really added a lot. Once people have, you know, in many ways, people have started to get comfortable with the Internet in a variety of different ways. And so it's worked for Ziggy, too. A lot of newspapers throughout the country have online versions, too. So it really offers another opportunity to, you know, have him out there. In our site, we have, you know, Ziggy.com and ucomics.com. /Ziggy, the letter U comics, you can actually get in there and go back in time and see old strips and, you know, and Sundays and things going back, you know, I guess months or if not a year or so. So there's kind of that opportunity, too, to get more material in an Internet page where you can't possibly do so in a newsprint. But it's all good. They all work together, and Ziggy has held up well there, and he likes that medium too.
Well, Tom, I appreciate. Oh, go ahead, Vinny. You got something from the chat room?
Just from the chat room. They're wondering what you do when you get stumped for an idea, when you have writer's block.
Oh, you know, when I first started, at first, it's a tough thing. It's the scariest thing you can deal with. You know, especially when you're tight on your deadlines. Over time, you don't have that problem. I mean, Ziggy, I have a lot of back material that I can go to and rework and pull up from notebooks and things. People do send in ideas, and sometimes we'll buy some ideas from folks. My kids will sometimes write some things. So there's always a variety of things now. But as I said, Ziggy is kind of the best editor for all that. As he's developed and gotten you know, more of a say in things, it's easier to see, you know, he can tell me what works and what doesn't for him situationally and as far as what he would do and what he wouldn't do. So over time, you get a lot of help. I occasionally feel the crunch and do get stumped. And sometimes, and I hear about it, I'll you know, after doing this so many years, I'll repeat things. I'll, you know, not remember that I've written something and then rewrite it again without knowing it. And fortunately, I get told about it, and I try to keep that to a minimum. But when you've got a character going through life and, you know, 7 days a week, you've got seven different new ideas, and you've been doing it for 20-some years, you're bound to get stumped once in a while. And,
do you think Ziggy would listen to the Radio Happy Hour?
Well, I think so. Ziggy's got a lot of free time on his hands, and he's also got a lot of interest in what's going on in the news and exciting things that are happening. So I think he would be very interested.
Oh, that's good to know. That's good to know.
I'm
happy.
Looking at your site now. Sorry, go ahead.
Are there Ziggy groupies?
Well, you know, in a sense, I suppose you could say that, but Ziggy has a very faithful fan base, I will say, and when I go do signings and things at shows, I see a lot of the same folks coming by every year, and it's like seeing old friends. So I guess we could call those groupies. It's not rock star groupie type thing, you know, for better or for worse anyways, but Ziggy is... got some friends out there, and they're...
Yeah, can we get
friends.
Ziggy a girlfriend, maybe? He hangs out a lot with his animals, but how about a little love on the side?
You know, he gets asked that a lot, but I don't know. You know, I remember my dad always used to answer this question by saying, you know, someone would come up and say, why don't you give Ziggy a girlfriend? And usually it would be a little, you know, 13-year-old girl or something, and, you know, Dad would say, well, no, you know... you guys, all of you, you know, your friends are Ziggy's girlfriend. So, you know, he's, Ziggy is basically, you know, his family and his life is working well for him as it is. He's kind of a confirmed bachelor, I suppose. But, you know, he loves his animals, but not in a bad way.
Yeah, well,
I just put my foot in my mouth here.
Oh,
Ziggy's a lonely guy, but not really. He's got a lot of friends out there, and that's I think that's his social circle.
Well, Dagwood is happy to hear that, because I hear Blondie's got has got her eye on Ziggy for quite some time now.
She's pretty hot, I gotta say.
No, she is.
I always like Betty and Veronica.
Oh, guy. Lord.
Yes, Betty and Veronica. Now you're talking. Betty and Veronica were always, I used to love Veronica. A lot of people like Betty better, but I was a Veronica.
No, I was all Veronica too, I gotta say. See that?
Yeah.
No, that's a good poll for folks to see who's better, or you can do Marianne and Ginger, which.
Well, yeah, I was gonna say it's the same as Marianne and Ginger.
Yeah, I was always a Marianne guy. I bet you were too, Tom.
Absolutely, Marianne. Yeah, although I did meet Ginger in person, and she's a terrific lady too. So never met Marianne.
Yeah,
in person.
We had Ginger booked on the show once, and she backed out at the very last minute.
Louise, yeah. Well, she does a lot of charity things too, I know, so she stays pretty busy. I haven't spoken to her in a while. But that was a thrill.
Well,
now, Betty and Veronica, now that's some.
I mean, I got to get those two booked on the show. That could be a fun segment. Exactly. Tom Wilson II. What? Dangerous?
Nothing. I was just laughing at Vinny going, hum the hum.
Oh,
he's still thinking of Marianne.
Right.
Tom Wilson, you're a lot of fun. We love Ziggy. We've loved him for years. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks. I had fun. I thanks for putting up with the NyQuil talking, too. So I apologize for being so stopped up.
Oh, couldn't.
No.
That's fine. We appreciate you taking the time.
We do. And I think we have the NyQuil to thank for you almost getting Ziggy into bestiality earlier.
I can fall back on that. But hey, I got the trivia questions all right, so I think I'm okay.
Exactly. You do a lot better than our contestant. Tom Wilson, everybody look at Ziggy in the newspaper or online at ziggy.com or ucomics/Ziggy, right?
ucomics.com/Ziggy. Yes, thanks. Y'all take
great
care.
Tom, thank you. You too. Good man. I like him.
Yeah.
It's an election update. Here's Vinny Bond.
All right, let's do one last election update before we say goodnight.
Breaking news, Gretchen Bonaducci won Gimme My Reality Show.
Oh, no.
Really?
Tracy came in second. Kato came in third.
Oh, Kato came in third?
Came in third.
Oh,
breaking
man.
News.
I'm sorry,
like
guys.
According to our correspondent,
according
to our correspondent Mark in Vegas, in the chat room.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. We tried for you, Kato. Sorry, my man. A lot of people after last week's show told me that they thought Kato was our best guest ever. A lot of people.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I think I got. Let me take care of some calls before we get to your election update. All right. Is this Justin?
I am so excited tonight. I can't believe it. My candidate is going to win. And it's about time, because I've been depressed for 8 freaking years. And if my candidate does not win, I will do an anal bleaching at the studio, and your audience will see it. That's how I know my candidate's going to win.
Oh, my God.
And shake and bake, and I helped. You know what I'm saying, baby?
Hear you. Hold on a second there. Hold on a second, my man. Hold on. All right. Who's on the line here?
How's it going?
Hey, who's this?
Hi, it's Zach. Is this Dr. Blogstein? Whoa, yo.
Yeah,
a great show.
Yeah. Thank you, Zach. What's up?
How are things going?
Great. Are you calling to say hi or to report something or to what are you calling for?
I want to know who you want to win in the election.
Who do I want to win in the election? You know what? No one's ever asked me that. I voted for Barack Obama.
Hell yeah.
This morning I voted for Barack Obama. I am more comfortable with him. I like his temperament. Now, there are some things I don't agree with him on, as there were things that I didn't agree with George W. Bush on when I voted for him in 2004. But I'm comfortable with his temperament and his pensive and thinking man's view of the White House. He's not going to make rash decisions, and I was really turned off by John McCain's what seemingly rash decision of picking Sarah Palin as his running mate. I thought it was very short-sighted. It did good for a few weeks, but in the long run, I think it hurt him, and it made me question his judgment.
Wow.
All righty then. Very good.
I'm impressed. I'm impressed.
All right, well, Zach, I appreciate you calling in. I'd love it if you did it again. You're a good man.
Oh, thanks. Dude, great show.
All right, thank you. Thank you.
Bye, Zach.
Bye.
Oh, God.
I love Dr. Block. Gee. Hello, are you there?
Yeah. Oh. Come on, talk.
What do you want me to do? You want me to tell you in bullets what I feel?
It's
55 degrees out. It's like summer. My ass is sweaty, and if my candidate does not, yeah, because I'm so excited that my man's gonna win, because we need some change in America, and we need it quickly, because everybody's losing their money. Everybody's losing their dignity to snobby people, and everybody is losing their money in taxes. So it's time for a change. It's time for the American dream to come back. This man.
Well, I don't think Obama's going to help the taxes.
Tax my ass. Do you make more than $250,000, Blockstein? The last time I checked, you were flirting with maybe six figures. Wink, wink.
Oh my.
I know where you live. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know where you're checking, but that's besides the point. The point is that it's not that unusual for a double income family to be making $250,000.
Yeah, but isn't it if you're single? Yeah, it's looking at you as a single, not as a household.
No, I think it's looking at you as a household.
Oh, well, I still love my man.
All right, Vinny, we called for an election update, and you gave us the Kato Kaelin. Reality show update. I don't imagine that's what you want to give us. What's going on?
The Senate has looks like the Democrats have taken control of the Senate. They're up four seats.
You see, that I don't like. That I don't like. You see, I voted for Barack Obama, but then in every single other contest on my election board, I voted Republican just because I really wanted to keep the balance, the checks and balances.
You know what? Red is dead, honey. We had 8 years of red, and they are adios, amigo. It's time to tip the scale the other way, because this is America. And Bush was such a schmuck, he couldn't even go outside and vote because he's such an embarrassment. That is disgusting. He had an absentee ballot. No one wanted to be around him because he's a bad seed.
All right. So, Vinny, what's going on in the presidential election?
In the presidential election, everyone is giving New Mexico to Senator Obama.
Are you ready to do it yet? Everyone, but are we?
We are not ready, because I'm looking and I'm seeing McCain leading in the state on all of these same sites that are giving it to Obama.
But you know, they go a lot by the exit polling.
Yeah, they're going by the exit polling.
Now, it's interesting for me to report that in 100% of my exit interviews, the people were leaving.
And that we have found to be almost 98% true in every case.
Well, I think we're the best political team on earth.
To close out the show,
thank you.
We will tip to Senator Obama. We will have an electoral vote of 206 for Senator Obama to win.
Wait, where's
for McCain?
206 to what? One?
135.
So which states went over to Obama and McCain since we last spoke, when it was 194 to 124?
You had New Mexico come in with five votes, five electoral votes. Possibly it was Illinois.
Good job.
21.
Way to keep track.
No, I'm sorry, Iowa.
Iowa.
With seven votes, that would give you your difference.
All right, so as of the end of the Radio Happy Hour, the count is Obama 206, McCain 135, right?
Correct.
All right, there you have it. We took you to this point. You'll have to take yourselves the rest of the way. Justin?
Yes.
Thank you for calling in and then spending time with us tonight.
It's absolutely my pleasure.
All right.
Dangerous Lee,
I think
I'm so
Justin
glad.
Justin already started drinking over there.
you want the NyQuil, Justin?
I'm loving myself because my next door neighbor is the State House representative, and
is
he just
right?
won by 80%. I am so happy. I'm living next to the winners, and I'm not living next to any losers, baby.
Yeah, he's been drinking big time.
Justin, you are living next to the winners, but they are living next to a loser.
Nice. I knew you were going
to. You know what?
There.
You get an F on your report card, but we'll talk about that later.
All right. And Dangerously, I'm glad everything went okay with your colonoscopy.
Yes, darling. Thank you.
Hope it wasn't too much of a pain in the ass.
No. No. I was asleep, so if it was a pain in the ass, I didn't know it.
And Vinny, I thought you did a fantastic job as our election correspondent tonight. I think we all need to give him a hearty round of applause for that.
Yay!
I thought you did great work. Okay. We will all see you next week, Tuesday night, 9 o'clock Eastern time. Of course, you can re-listen to this.
Hello?
Dange?
What happened?
Dange, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
You don't hear me?
Yeah, hi,
no.
Doc.
We didn't hear you.
We're
calm
back.
Down. We've been here. I will leave you tonight with the music of Jessica Labis. This is a song called Who? Jessica Labis, and I hope I'm not insulting her by saying she sounds a lot like Taylor Swift. And I mean this as a compliment. I dig the sound. You can see more about her at myspace.com/JessicaLabus, L-A-B-U-S. Until next week, have a great night.
Uh-huh. And keep it dangerous.
And God bless Barack Obama. I love you people. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Or two since we've been through, and I can't stop thinking about you. It's awfully quiet here since you disappeared, and I gotta say it feels kind of weird to start to think about how I'll make it through without the little things that you used to do. And fun. your coat still hanging on the tree out the window. And I'm still not.